pressure mounting on Israel. Palestinian youth are standing up against the Israeli army. Scenes reminiscent of the first and second Palestinian Intifada. On the opposite side, Israeli soldiers in full gear, ready to charge the Palestinian youth. Another scene that again brings to mind the last two Intifadas. What sparked this latest round? Thousands of Palestinian prisoners held up inside Israeli prisons, some without a charge or trial.
A lot of pressure is being exerted on Israel. There have been condemnations by the international community and the UN Secretary General, and yet Israel is pressing ahead with its decision to execute our hungry strikers. This calls for an international intervention to liberate our prisoners.
We tell the enemy we will not abandon our prisoners alone in this battle.
Clashes also broke out in the village of Qusra in the northern occupied Palestinian territories following a settler attack on the village. Palestinians reported that Israeli settlers torched six cars there overnight. The Israeli army is said to be on high alert in anticipation of widespread protests across the occupied Palestinian territories. On Thursday, an Israeli court in Jerusalem al-Quds sentenced Palestinian hunger striker Samer Issawi to serve 8 months in jail. But Issawi's troubles are not over yet. His file will now go to the Ofer Military Court for a final decision. On Friday, thousands of Palestinians are expected to demonstrate outside this prison again to keep the pressure on Israel. For hours now, these Palestinian youth have been confronting the Israeli army just outside the Ofer military jail. Their intent by this demonstration is to put pressure on Israel to release more than 4,500 Palestinians currently inside Israeli jails. For Press TV, Ibrahim Husseini, Ofer Military Prison.